Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Too little, too late, perhaps, but still one heck of a catch by Stoll. Tommy Tucker, 6:15 here on WWL. Tonight, he's going to second guess with Bobby Hebert over at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're talking about Mike Dettelier, but he and then Kellen Moore is going to join him on a Saints coaches show at 6:30, and Brendan Nugent, the offensive line coach, will be there. Then 7:30, we join Monday Night Football between the Detroit Lions and Baltimore Ravens. So a lot coming up tonight. Mike Dettelier, nice enough to get up and spend some time with us. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing better than the Saints did yesterday, so I'm fine.
Well, Mike, you know, I'm going to start positive here. I like the white helmets.
Okay.
That's all I got. But I'm just saying, I like the white helmets. It's the only positive thing I can say. Let me tell you this. I was listening to Point After, saw the game last night, and I got to thinking about it. And you know what I think is killing this team? And I looked up the definition. Confidence is the state of feeling certain about the truth of something, a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own ability or quality. I don't know if it starts at the top or not. This team does not look confident at all. They don't look like they're angry when they get beat. They look frustrated, a lot of upraised palms, like, what's this, what's that, what's the other thing? I don't know what they're buying in. Thoughts?
I don't know if confidence is, I guess you could use that term. This team does not look prepared.
Well, and that's what I guess I'm trying
to
say. Success happens when preparation is opportunity, right?
Yeah. When you fully prepared.
Prepared, you're not confident.
You sort of lost in what you're doing.
Yep, that's what I'm trying to say.
When you have five or six penalties every quarter, you know, every time you start a game in the first quarter, you have five or six penalties. Okay, that's your focus is not there. You lost this game, you know, I mean, in every aspect, but, I mean, you look on special teams. You gave up a 95-yard punt return. You had a blocked punt. And you missed a field goal. I mean, across the board. But you looked as though you weren't prepared for what you were facing. This now, you can say, well, it's the head coach. But you know what? It's the leaders in the locker room. This is pro football. This is pro athletics. And the leaders in that locker room have to take control of this situation where this isn't acceptable here, okay? This football team on a 53-man roster has 26 new players. I can do the math. That's 49% turnover from a year ago. And there's going to be even more of that personnel turnover. And you can go back and certainly the years of not drafting well have caught you. Okay, it's a personnel shortage. But yesterday, and what it's been the last, say, since the start of the season, not being prepared to play the first quarter has caught you all across the board. Now, you were able to bounce back the first two games and make a run for it. But not against this team. It's the best football team in Seattle that you've played all year. Now you might say, well, San Francisco beat Seattle. Yeah, they beat them basically on the final play. But right now, Seattle's a better football team than San Francisco is and Arizona is. And you got steamrolled or yesterday, and here's the worst part. Look who you play next. You go across country, and now you play the Buffalo Bills, arguably the best team in pro football, or certainly one of the top
one three, of the better ones, yeah.
Teams in pro football. And Tommy, they all geared up about it. You know why? They rarely play a 12 noon game in Buffalo. You think about when you're a really good football team, most of the time you flex till you got a 3 o'clock game, or you playing a Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday. You know, you got one of these premier games. And, man, from what I gather, the ticket sales there, because it is an unusual noontime Central Standard Time game, 1 o'clock Eastern, is really a hot ticket because they rarely see it. This is what the years of not selecting well personnel-wise, this is what it looks like. Tommy, you and I lived through this years ago when we were kids watching the early Saints the late 60s into the 70s. This is what it looked like a lot. Now you've got a couple generations that have not seen this type really poor play, but they did not look prepared for what was happening against Seattle, and it certainly showed up. It was an embarrassing loss to Seattle, because you look as though you had just took the trip there and, okay, we're gonna do better this week. Well, that didn't happen in this league. And that's where team leaders have to step up and say, okay, guys, we cannot accept this anymore.
31 penalties in three games. We'll address that when we come back. I also want to talk about team leadership when we come back, because I thought going into the preseason, I knew whose team it was. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. 621 traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier about the Saints game yesterday and the rest of the season and so forth, and looking ahead to the schedule, Mike. They got Buffalo this week, and Buffalo coming off a extended week, if you will, because they played Thursday night. But look, you know, you can't, this is the NFL. You can't just throw your helmet on the field, right?
No, you can't. You better be mentally, physically prepared for each week. And that, so, yesterday that you failed Buffalo's on both points.
Right, but I'm saying Buffalo can't just roll their helmet. But then you look at the Giants, they're winless. The Patriots, if they're not winless, they're
one
record
win
in front of me. One win, and then you got a lot of one-win teams after that. So the schedule does get easier. So I don't know if we're going to playoffs, but I don't think it's going to be a winless season. Let me talk about leadership in the locker room. I thought this was going to be Alvin Kamara's team, because if you look at leadership, I don't care about quarterback position, anything else. Alvin Kamara says it on the field. He would be, I would think, the designated leader. Thoughts?
Well, the guys respect him because he's done it, just like Cam Jordan's done it before. DeMario Davis has done it. Okay, and here's the thing. They can talk it to you. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Are you listening as an individual or as a group? Are you listening to what he's saying? And that's where you can say, what's the head coach? And coaching does matter still in this world today. But, man, talent really matters. When you got that type of talent of some of these other teams, it comes through. And you've got to be able to listen and understand how to handle pro football each week. It's not one week and then, well, yeah, okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We play in Seattle. We got a decent chance there. No, every week you better have yourself mentally and physically prepared to play. Good teams find a way to win, and bad teams find a way to lose. You saw it yesterday. First quarter is 21-0. Okay, you not coming back from those type things. You just not. It you kind of built yourself up a bad corner. You look yesterday, it was the tale of two halves when you watched the Rams and the Eagles. The Rams absolutely took control of the Eagles in the first half. And then at the end of the game, it was still the Eagles finding a way to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they block a field goal that would have given the Rams the W. And you got a 360-pound Davis running downfield with it. And nobody even catching him.
Rumbling, fumbling, stumbling.
Nay, it was no stumble. Man,
just
that dude for a big man,
yeah.
He was rumbling. And you kind of heard the ground shake with him taking off with it. Remarkable athlete. But tell me, I do think there is something to that. Finding a way to win. And some teams, when you're talented, you find a way to win. And in other teams, they invent new ways to lose. You saw that yesterday, too. Because if I'd have told you special teams are going to completely fall apart against Seattle, that had really been a staple, a good staple on this Saints team. Wasn't there yesterday.
Mike, you talked about the bad old days, and we can look at that when we come back. But one thing that changed everything around was Drew Brees and Sean Payton. I don't know necessarily in that order or not. And everything
together.
Changed with you're right. Everything changed with Drew Brees, right? So there aren't a lot of Drew Breeses. So we'll take a break and talk about the Saints. We come back 6:30 right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. It's 44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettelier. And I asked y'all to text in at 504-260-1870. And the text I'm getting touched a nerve, apparently, about what were your reasonable expectations going into the season, because they're saying, Mike Dettelier, about what we're seeing right now. So I would, you know, and I heard Kellen Moore yesterday say, nobody's going to come help you. You got to, nope. We got to dig in together and find a solution. So what's he going to find now that he couldn't find earlier on? Does it come to what you really got on the field as opposed to what you thought you were going to have? And you don't really know till you line up against the other guy.
Well, you know, coaches are the most optimistic people in the world. They always are. And you think this is going to come around after a while. But then that you come to reality, it's not going to be. We talked about this before the season. This is a 4 or 5 win team. You know, and that and you were going to have some games like this. But I think the first two games kind of put expectations where, you know what, this team we realize doesn't have a lot of talent, but they're going to fight hard. They're going to play really hard for you, give you everything they've got. You didn't see it yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was not there yesterday. You can't sugarcoat that. You can't cut it any other way. And I think for Coach Moore, this is the first real, say, long hurdle for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you've got to get back in there and try to build up what you brought up about confidence. You got to get back in there and try to help rebuild the confidence back on this football team.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding who you got to play this coming weekend in Buffalo and that, hey, it's a long season, guys. It's a long season. And I think
the only thing you can control, and I heard Kellen Moore kind of approach this yesterday, is or about do your job. The only thing you can control, you can't control how good Buffalo is. The only thing you can control is the game plan that we have and play your best and execute to your fullest ability and do your job, right?
Well, you can control your attitude. and how you come to work each day. Okay, that you can control. You can control your focus. You can control your attitude. That part you can. You can't do anything about personnel that what the Buffalo Bills have compared to you. You can't do that. Nope. Just like if it's the Giants or the Patriots. You can't control what they have. But I think for most fans, because you have gone through, for the most part, a couple of generations where they won. Every once in a while you had a bad game. Mm-hmm. But nothing like what you saw yesterday. And then it's, well, got to fix it next week. And you realize that's not happening. That's not happening. Superman ain't come and save you, right, at this stage. There is none of that. Nobody's come and save you. You got to save yourself.
What did Buddy D say, only three players away?
Yeah. That got him kicked off the plane for life.
Well, don't
plus
say it again.
10 years.
Don't say it again. Don't say it again, then.
Don't say it again.
He was, in
case he was Nostradamus and Lazarus and everything all put together.
Yeah. Don't say
and
it
he
again.
He got it off there. But again,
Tommy, it's
tough. It's a tough road. And I think for most fans, it has really sunk in now. That's
who's
the
best player the Saints have? Who's the best player Saints have on offense?
Well, Alvin Kamara is.
Right. 18 carries, 43 yards. That ain't going to cut it.
No. And look, you are counting on the guys in front of you. And look all the capital you've expended for linemen, first-round pick linemen. And that's a ton of that there. And you're not seeing results from that at all, if it's due to injuries, if it's due to youth, you name it, bad selections, all of that coming into play, you have put up a lot of capital for first-round pick linemen, and you're not controlling the line of scrimmage at all. At all.
Mike, when it comes to compare and contrast, and look, you know, they got, you know, you can make errors in logic about Postok, ergo propter hoc. Just because the Lions did this doesn't mean the Saints are going to do that. But is there a comparison to be made between when Dan Campbell took over the Lions and where the Saints are now?
Well, Dan Campbell took over a bad football team. Mm-hmm. That you can, because everybody's built a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Okay, do the Lions have a superstar quarterback? They have Jared Goff, who's a good player, but they got him in a trade because they sent Matt Stafford to the Rams. And accumulated.
And it seemed
draft
to work out
choices.
For both of them. That was one of those trades that worked out for both, right?
And that's unusual because normally one team has excessively better results than the other. But they did something they had not done in a long time. They went through a 3 or 4 year stretch where they really drafted well and picked up a lot of really good players. And I always do believe this, that there is something to having a certain philosophy as a coach and being able to translate that to your scouts and your head of scouting and your general manager. These are the type of guys I want. These are the type of individuals I want on my football team. And Dan Campbell was able to do that. Him and Brad Holmes were able to work very well together. But just because the Lions did it doesn't mean you're going to do it.
Nope.
That part is a myth in this league about, well, we're just going to steal what somebody else does. No, it doesn't work that way. You've got to build this team in the right manner, and I think that's where the Lions maybe have become unplugged here. It's not there. And you understand in year one that wasn't going to turn around for this football team. But it's got to be something future-wise. You got to understand you're building this team in the image of your head coach. Because they take on his personality, too.
Yep. That's why I wondered about confidence. We'll take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about injuries, Mike, and Chase Young, and when we might see him again. 651-9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:57, 3 till 7. Mike Dettelier and Bobby Hebert will be second-guessing this evening on Sports Talk, 4 o'clock, live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi, 6:30. Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with head coach Kellen Moore and offensive line coach Brendan Nugent. Mike, you know, I can't remember where I was, and I've been watching football a long, long time and played it at its lowest level. But I can remember when Dennis Allen said that it's a game of attrition. And I can remember exactly where I was because, like, for the first time, the light bulb went off. And it's like, if you go into a season expecting not to have any injuries, you are indeed a fool. It's going to happen, and you got to deal with it. But along those lines, next man up doesn't always work, right? Because the next guy is not as good
Never
as the first
works.
Guy. So along those lines, have the Saints been, I don't know, hit with more injuries than other teams? Because it seems like, man, we go into the preseason, think we got a good offensive line, we got Chase Young, and all of a sudden he's and the safety, who's the guy we got that got injured?
Oh, Julian Blackman.
Yeah. And Eric Reed's been kind of disappointing as well. Talk about the Saints defense, if you will.
That's, to me, been the biggest disappointment. Because I thought that unit had enough to it that it could keep you in games.
Mm-hmm.
And it has for a couple games, but yesterday it got out of hand real quickly. They weren't able to stop the run like I thought they would do a much better job this year than a year ago or the last 2 years. But injuries are going to happen. This is why if you are in the front office and you're working with coaches, you build up that depth in the offseason. Because you know what? There's not a guy on the side of the road with his hand up in the air. Oh, come sign me. I can really help you out. Occasionally, you might be able to find a guy that can help you a little bit for a short time, but it's rare. This is why you do all that work from February into August to try to build up the depth. It's not might happen. It will happen. For your football team. And so they've had injuries like everybody else. The calf injury is crazy with Chase Young because as soon as it happened, I called a friend of mine who's in that field. He said, 4 weeks. Mm. We're 3 weeks now into it with Chase.
Thank you, Mike. We'll listen
you,
this
brother.
Afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.